Oh, that's right. We're right here, Sharp Facets Gallery, this afternoon. I tell you what, I have an interesting conversation coming up. I have Rebecca Harmon and her daughter, Sunny Harmon, with us. And we're going to be talking about Shackley products and how this has helped and how this has made a career, actually a full career, I guess we could say, for Rebecca. And for Sunny, she does both. So it really shows you the balance of what you can or cannot do. But Rebecca, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Doing great. And is it a Shackley day today?
It is a Shackley day. Every day is a Shackley day at my house.
I knew you were going to say that. And Sunny, being a Shackley babe... Baby, how was it growing up as a Shackley child?
It was very healthy Shackley life, but Mom has been incredibly enthusiastic, and she's gone from being, when I was little, probably the vitamin freak in Greenwood to progressing to a certified nutritional counselor to now the vitamin expert. So it's interesting to see how times have changed for the general public.
Well, you know, they say some days we just may be taking pills, right? So, you know, they better be good pills, right? I mean, you know, there are days when you watch, you know, I don't know about you, but growing up, I was always watching all the sci-fi stuff and everything, and they'd have the plate and they'd have the little pills on it, and that was what you got to eat.
Right.
I don't think we're very far away from some of that. What do you think, Rebecca?
I think we're very close to it because the food has been so compromised, and you just can't get the nutrients in the majority of the food now that our grandparents grew up on.
Sure.
So it does make a difference.
Well, I do think that people are going back to growing their own food. There seems to be a real interest in food where for probably 20 years it was, it's at the grocery store, go ahead, buy it, right? And that was fine. Now everybody is getting into these labels and everything. What do you think, Sunny?
I think that's a great sign. I think it's very concerning sometimes when people are more concerned about maybe the type of gas or oil that they're going to put in the engine of their car. But then you see them put anything that they can get their hands on in their body without looking at a label, without thinking about what it does to us. What's really cool is that our bodies are the most well-run machines on the face of the earth. And they can take a lot of beating before they break down. But my philosophy is it's my body, it's my temple. It's the only one that I have. I can't go trade it in at the dealership across the street. So I like to put really good things into it so I can be as healthy as possible.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and one of the other things that we're seeing is such a rise in diabetes. And of course, this month, November, is National Diabetes Month. And last week was International Diabetes Day. You know, so, and South Carolina ranks up there. If it's not number one, it's very close to the top in diabetes right here in our state. That's kind of frightening, isn't it, Rebecca?
It's very frightening, and what is even more frightening is how nonchalantly people treat diabetes. It's almost like they've got a bad cold. They don't realize what a serious disease this can be if you don't monitor it and if you don't take care of it, and it's so preventable. That is even more frightening.
And controllable. And you do get it, to control it just by diet and exercise and eating the right things.
Absolutely.
And there's some instances where you can reverse it, too. So if you are listening and you do have diabetes, don't be discouraged. You can do something about it, and you can reverse it and begin to feel good again.
Sure. In fact, tomorrow afternoon, we're going to have Rebecca Wise from over there at the hospital. She's going to come and talk about diabetes tomorrow afternoon on the show. So anybody that has diabetes should be tuned in and listening to what we're talking about. But Rebecca, how did you get into Shackley?
Well, my father died at 48. And when my mother had a massive stroke at 69, for some reason, at the time I was 32, I went ballistic. It just scared me. I started thinking, I don't have very good genes, so I need to do something different. And I started trying all different, I started running, I started cleaning up my diet, I was a junk food junkie. I started taking like a one-a-day vitamin. I had never taken vitamins before. Anyhow, I progressed to different vitamins. And finally, about 4 or 5 years into this, a friend of mine introduced me to Shaklee. And it just, it was such a, by then I was ordering vitamins from New York or somewhere, but there was such a difference when we just switched brands that I just thought, you know, I'd be silly not to be doing this. Although I didn't for about 2 years, vitamins, and gave them to the children and my husband and talked to anybody that would listen to me because I felt so good. But I didn't really start a business until about 2 years later when I got pregnant with Sunny because I wanted to stay home with her.
Yeah. So you're saying when you changed to the Shaklee vitamins that you felt better?
Oh, yeah. There is a huge difference. What I tell, when they ask me the difference between Shaklee and other vitamins, the main difference is you're just going to get results from Shaklee that you're not going to get from anything else. It's a natural vitamin. It doesn't have the artificial colors. It has live enzymes, which you cannot find a live enzyme in a synthetic vitamin. And it just, your body knows the difference. So it makes a huge difference.
So how does your body react differently?
Well, I don't know exactly how it reacts to synthetic vitamin other than it doesn't recognize it. So it may sort of, you may get some instant energy or something from it with the body running around frantically trying to figure out what this is. But as far as Shaklee is concerned, because it is food, it takes, and it works on the cellular level, it takes a while for you to actually feel the benefits. You may not feel the benefits for a couple of weeks because it's truly building you back on the cellular level. It's not a quick fix.
I think the main difference, though, is with the natural vitamin and with Shaklee, your body is going to recognize what it is, and it's going to absorb it and use it to improve your body. When you have a synthetic body, a synthetic product, just like if I ate this water bottle right now, you're going to discharge it out of your body. So it's interesting. Plumbers say that one of the number one things they find when they come to your house are whole vitamins in your plumbing. So that's what happens to synthetic vitamins. So it's just a teetotal waste of money.
Wow. Okay. So there you go. We're flushing the vitamins right down the drain. Is that what you're telling us in a simple kind of way?
Exactly. Yeah. That's why you should pay attention to what you put in your body.
And what comes out, I guess.
Exactly.
Very good, Sunny.
Exactly. All right. Well, we are here with Sunny Harmon and with Rebecca Harmon. I certainly hope you're going to stay right with us. If you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
All right, we're back right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. I'm Ann Eller here with Rebecca Harmon and Sunny Harmon. They both work with Shaklee, and it's given them a lot of advantages and created a lifetime of good things. Sunny is deciding that it's a good thing to balance her lobbyist business with a fun business, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Lobbying can be somewhat cutthroat and negative at times. However, this is always positive and upbeat, helping people feel better or helping them get out of a job that they don't like and use Shaklee as a financial vehicle. Either way, it's positive and a happy day, as Mom would say, a Shaklee day.
Shaklee day. Well, you know, one of the things about it is with this new health care bill that is passed and is running rampant and everybody is talking about it all the time, which we're not going to talk about it, but people have to take on making sure they're taking care of themselves, don't you think, Rebecca?
Definitely. I just think that's the key, whether we had this health care coming along or not. It just feels better to not have to be going to the doctor all the time or to just have not be dealing with prescription drugs all the time. I wish more people would try a natural way when they first feel like they're maybe getting something than to go immediately for some kind of prescription drug or antibiotic, because they're, we have so many things that will help people to either run off a cold or build your immune system so that you're not even going to get it. And you want to have a strong immune system all the time to protect you from everything.
Sure. And, you know, what is a good representative of a type of customer that is becomes a Shaklee customer?
I have all kinds of customers, but the time that most people start looking at Shaklee or at any kind of health care is around the first of the year, when everybody's making their resolutions. They want to lose weight or they just want to get healthy. And we have great, great weight loss products, but we also just have a great plan for just, and it's easy to just stay healthy or to build your health by just what you do every day, what you drink or what you, or we have vitamins that you can take. They travel with you. You can carry them in your pocketbook. You don't have to open a million bottles. It's just a super plan for everybody, and we call it lean and healthy. And it's, I would put anybody in the world on it. Pregnant, healthy, unhealthy, and it would benefit them.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that we all are dealing with is very stressful lives now. I mean, there was a time, I think it used to be, I'll say, a lovely day in the neighborhood. Life was good. Everybody got up. Nobody had to lock their doors and all this kind of stuff. And now we're under a lot of stress, whether it's job-related, home-related, the kids. There's just too many things and too little time to do it. So living under stress, that would be another reason, I would presume, that Shaklee products would be helpful.
Well, they're very helpful to help with stress, but it's also easy. So many people tell me they don't. I'll say, well, what do you eat for breakfast? Oh, I don't eat breakfast. I don't have time to eat breakfast. When I get to work, I may grab a Coke or a cup of coffee or a donut, and that's just the worst thing you can do. And we have a meal bar that you can grab on your way out of the house and munch on it on your way to work. We have a smoothie that you can make, a protein smoothie. You can make it after you get to work, or you can make it, drink it on the way to work. My boys in Atlanta have a long commute, so they can drink theirs on the way to work. But in Greenwood, you might just want to wait till you get to work and mix yourself up one. But everybody should have a healthy breakfast, and this is just an easy way. So that takes some of the stress out. You don't have to get up and think, what am I going to eat for breakfast that'll be good for me? You just already know.
Well, and plus, when you are giving your body the nutrients that it needs, the body's not going to be as stressed. And stress, it really drives many of the diseases that some of us have. And what Mom mentioned earlier, if your immune system's up, you're going to stay relatively healthy. But when you're stressed and you're running around, you have a stressful life, then that's when your immune system starts to go down. During the holiday season, we're a little bit stretched because we're having lots of fun and we're working really hard. So the body's extra stressed this time of the year, and then people tend to get sick.
Sure. So there's a whole line of products. Now, Sunny, you've been doing this for how long now?
About 2 years. But I have, you know, probably been in meetings for 30 of my 32 years of life. At least. So I'm pretty familiar with the products and with the plan.
Now, do you do the Shaklee one-on-one, or do you do it in groups, or how does this work?
You know what's really neat about Shaklee is that anybody's personality can fit into it. So for me, I do a lot of one-on-one, and really I call my Shaklee business my spare time business, because I do have a lobbying business. I've got a dozen clients that I have to service. I am traveling nonstop throughout the year, so I'm very stressed in my full-time job. So for me, it's a lot of one-on-one in passing during lunch. A lot of my lobbying clients are also my Shaklee clients. So I really just try
to hit them both ways, right?
Right. Integrate it into my everyday conversation.
You seem a little stressed. I think you need this.
Exactly. Exactly. So, but group settings are great too. My mom does a lot of that, and we're actually having a group one tonight at her house. So that's a good way to speak to a lot of people, obviously, at one time.
What do you find, Rebecca, that most people are very interested in about Shackley? What are the highest things that people are always more interested in?
Well, you're going to laugh, but one thing that women are very interested in, number one, they're interested in an anti-aging tonic, obviously, because of the name, but they also love the skincare. People that you have a hard time getting to take a vitamin will just have a fit over the skincare, and which is great. We have fantastic skincare. And I was talking to a young lady just recently, and I didn't even think about this until she mentioned it, but she's pregnant, and she's looking for some kind of skincare. I think her doctor told her this, skincare that doesn't have all the toxins that so many skincare products have. So she'll probably wind up with the Shackley skincare after we talk about it. So I hadn't even thought about that. And then I was talking to Sunny, and I said, you know, if you can't use some of these toxic skincare products while you're pregnant, why would you want to use them when you're not pregnant? So anyhow, it's interesting. But most people are like the anti-aging thing or anything that will give them energy, which we have. Our lean and healthy will right. give you lots of energy.
I know you're into this lean and healthy thing.
Well, it's just an easy, it's easy because it, all it consists of is a smoothie, a protein smoothie for breakfast, or you could do it for lunch if you wanted to. I just prefer breakfast. And then we have our vitamins that come in a little blister pack that you can just put in your pocketbook on your way out the door, and you can take them whenever you want to during the day, or you can throw them in your suitcase if you're traveling, and they don't get stopped in customs or anything. So it's just a great, easy way. That's the only reason I mention it.
And so what do you have if you have for lunch, you have the meal bar, then what do you do for dinner?
Eat a normal, you know,
eat sensibly.
Grilled fish.
Eat a normal dinner. What are we going to have?
No, well, but normal for us is like grilled fish or grilled chicken or a salad, fresh vegetables.
Dessert?
I'm not a sweet person.
I think you're very
excuse
sweet.
Excuse me, I am very sweet. But sweets aren't my main focus. All my weight comes from potatoes and good old food.
I think what's neat about the lean and healthy, and the lean and healthy is for anybody, large, medium, small, want to lose weight, don't want to lose weight.
Young or old.
I do the lean and healthy every single day. Mm-hmm. So it helps you get the nutrients you need and helps you maintain your muscle mass, which as we all know, the older you get, it's harder to do that. But I think what's neat about Shackley and what kind of sets it apart from some of these other weight loss or weight maintenance plans that may be out there is that you don't have to go cold turkey on anything. It teaches you how to live a normal lifestyle where you're not eating cardboard and you're not giving up sweets totally. You don't have sweets 3 meals a day. You don't have fries 3 meals a day, but you don't say, I'm not ever going to have that again either. So I think that's what makes it an easy program and a fun program for people to do and feel and see results.
Well, then, of course, everybody always wants to know, though, how much does it cost? Expensive?
Not as expensive as stopping by Starbucks and having a latte for breakfast, probably. I'm not knocking Starbucks, but I'm just saying, you can incorporate it in your life if you think of it as just part of your life.
Sure.
Instead of just doing something like that, you just mix it, and it's delicious. You can mix it up and take it with you, and it's really good to drink on the way to work. You won't feel like you're depriving yourself.
Yeah, the smoothies are less than $3 per day. So as I was at Starbucks just getting a black grande coffee. For those of you who don't eat Starbucks, that is a medium. And so that's just for the black coffee, and it was $2.10. So,
and there were no nutrients in that.
And there was no meal associated with it. It was just, I was out of coffee this morning and had to go there. So it is very reasonably priced.
Absolutely. Well, we are here with Rebecca Harmon, Sunny Harmon. We're talking about Shackley. We're talking about living. We're talking about making it another year and another year and another year. So I certainly hope you'll stay right with us on WCRS. That's 1450 AM on your radio dial. And don't forget, you can always download the app onto your smartphone and tune us in wherever you are. Just go to WCRS1450AM.net. We'll be back after the news. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
All right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. I'm Ann Eller here with Rebecca Harmon and Sunny Harmon right here with the Harmon Health Herald.
Oh, me.
You know, Rebecca, I think we were talking about a little bit about all the different aspects of Shackley and about all the different parts of people's lives, and of course we're trying to do everything to be as healthy and as conscious as we can, and it seems like every day in the news you find out something else that you've used for years that you thought was good for you now is bad for you.
I agree.
And so what does a person do?
They use Shackley products.
Well, that was an easy setup question.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But no, why do we always have to? Why are we having to go in and change things that we've done for years and years and years?
Well, so many of the household cleaners that we have used for years and years and years, some of them are truly causing problems, particularly with children. There's more asthma and more allergies in children now than ever before. And it has, first of all, the houses are so, they're not breezy like they used to be. They're very airtight because it's cost efficient for them to be airtight. So not only are we spraying toxins all over the house, but we're locking them in so that our children are crawling around on them and breathing them constantly, and it is causing problems. I think most of your allergists would tell you that household cleaners are part of the culprits as far as allergies go, and particularly asthma.
Sure. You know, I read an interesting article about peanut butter. You know, we've got all these peanut allergies, but the babies, the little kids, they're not having peanuts, so they're growing up. They're not having the peanut butter, so they're becoming allergic to it. And you think, wow. How could this be? I grew up on peanut butter. Why do they feed them today? But we look at all these different things, and I think that is a problem when you're trying to figure out, when you're trying to raise a family, when you're trying to keep your house clean and everything, what do you do?
Well, and there are lots of people, and I have never been one of them, that want a sterile household, which is, it's in a way a problem for the children. And when I read that, I called all of my children and said, see how lucky you were to be raised by me. You don't have any allergies. You've never had asthma because you were exposed to everything from day one. So
little dust and dirt never hurt, Sunny.
Never
there
hurt.
You go.
Absolutely. But Shackley does have some great green cleaners. And people don't realize they all the time pointing their fingers at industry and everything and saying they are polluting the earth, they're ruining the earth. But tons of pollution. Probably 50% of the pollution in the rivers and everything is coming from homes like
sure.
yours and mine. Because
the
people,
detergents and whatnot that we
right,
use that ends up in the
rivers
and lakes.
And all of that. So if you just switch, and Shackley's not the only product on the market, but we do have, I think the reason people don't use the green cleaners as much as they should is because some of them aren't very effective. Shackley products are very effective, and if for any reason you don't like them or don't think they're as effective as you want them to be, you can get your money back, so you truly have nothing to lose. And some of our cleaners, a baby could eat, which mine have done on occasion.
I still bathe in one of the cleaners.
That's right. Sunny's still bathing.
That's bubble bath. That's bubble bath. The household cleaner.
That's right.
All right, Sonny. You're tougher than we thought. But, Sonny, what do you think about all the cleaners and as far as the aspects that we're dealing with today in the marketplace?
I just think it's important, whatever product you're buying, I agree with Mom, you know, Shaklee's not the end-all, be-all. There's other good companies out there that have a good reputation and good products. I think when you're looking for what to clean your house for your baby to crawl around on the floor and lick the floor and basically be ingesting these types of things, just pick a company that you can trust. Shaklee has been in business now for 56, 57 years and has a lot of science that stands behind it, spends hundreds of millions of dollars every year on research and development and test, so you can feel confident that you and your family and your pets are safe in your household. So just do some research. Pay attention to what you're buying and what you're ingesting and what you're cleaning with.
Sure. So now, one of the things that I would think would be of interest, how do you get these products? I mean, we can't go to the store and just pick them up.
It's even easier. They come right to your doorstep.
That's right. <Okay. laughs>
You don't have to lug that heavy stuff home.
You don't have to lug it home.
And if you live in Greenwood, Mom will even deliver straight to your house personally in her car.
Wow. How about that? Now, if somebody wants to contact you after we're finished here, well, what would be a good telephone number to call you, Rebecca?
980-6933 or Sunny.
864-337-1584.
Okay, so you can call them and get set up with Shaklee. You said you're having a meeting tonight. I mean, would this be something that somebody could come to if they were listening here tonight?
Give us a call, yes. We'd love to. It's we're focusing on skincare tonight, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. So what's that number again?
864-980-6933.
6933. And Sonny, what's your number?
864-337-1584.
1584. So if you have questions or you'd like to go to a meeting or you'd like to talk to Rebecca or Sonny Moore, please give them a call and just discuss it. It's very easy to get hooked up, I guess, with Shaklee. We could say that.
That's right.
That's
correct.
And, of course, there's how many products does Shaklee have?
I don't even know, to be honest. But we do have the green cleaners. We do have the skin care. We have children's vitamins. We have shakes for children. We just have about anything to do with health that you could want.
And sports nutrition.
And sports nutrition, for sure.
Okay, sports nutrition. Hey, I tell you what, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about sports nutrition, and who knows what else we'll get into. Maybe we'll talk about lobbying here. Who knows? We'll be right back.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
Oh, we're back here. Yes, we're talking a little politics behind the scenes here this afternoon, having a good time with it. And, of course, we're talking about Shaklee. We're talking about what we've done. You know, I bet many of you may not know that Rebecca Harmon is a pilot. That is a very interesting fact, Rebecca. How'd you get into being a pilot?
Well, I've been interested in this since 1964.
Okay.
I was working in Atlanta. And I had a great job. I was single, and I had plenty of time. And I started going out to the airport, little airport. It was called the Fulton County Airport. It's now Charlie Brown Airport. But, and taking flying lessons. And I did all
my cross-country. Was there any pilots out there that you liked out there or anything at the time?
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay.
But I stayed at the airport. There would be people out there with antique planes that just would let anybody go up with them. In one plane, I remember one day I had to help, the guy got in the plane and I had to help push the plane off before I jumped in it. And I thought, right then, had an open cockpit. I thought, this is probably not one of the smartest things I've done. But anyhow, I loved flying then. And then I got married and had children and it kind of went by the wayside. But I cranked back up again about about 2006, I think, mm-hmm. and finally got my license in 2008, and I haven't flown as much recently as I like to, but I'm going to fly again. This time of the year, it's wonderful, and I keep saying I'm going to go back out to the airport and run a plane and get up there.
If you see this woman hanging out at the airport, she might be a really good pilot. Take her up on it. That's right. That's pretty cool. I think that is phenomenal. You know, we just with the veterans ceremonies and everything that we had, you know, Eileen Walsh was from Greenwood. Her pilot's license was signed by Amelia Earhart.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yes. Yes.
How neat.
Talking about interesting stuff that that people know about or don't know about. But, yeah, she ferried planes during World War II back and forth to the different places. She flew all kinds of planes and was taking them from where they were being made to where they needed to go. So, yeah, part of a big movement here, and she was right here from Greenwood.
I knew her.
Yeah, I knew. That's why I thought you might.
But I didn't know that. Yeah. That's very interesting.
Very interesting. Yes, absolutely. Well, Sunny, now, what about you? What do you do lobbying. How did you decide to get into lobbying? I always think of that as kind of an older person's job.
Well, there's plenty of old lobbyists.
They never die. They keep lobbying.
I think so. They're continuing to be employed. No, there are probably people who are a bit older than me, more seasoned mm-hmm. in the lobby. But it's something I've always been interested in. I love politics. I love affecting change and making a difference in this great state mm-hmm. of South Carolina. So it's very rewarding to be able to be at the State House day in, day out, pushing, my clients' agendas that are going to help to create jobs and make South Carolina a better place to live.
And what type of lobbying do you do?
We represent businesses and business associations only. So to sum it up a little bit, if you're an entity that can tax businesses, we won't represent you. And then also, if you're an industry that tends to file lawsuits against businesses, then we won't represent you either. We find it to be a little bit of a conflict if we tried to represent all of those entities.
And when you first started, what did you go to school for?
I went to Clemson and got a degree in marketing and a degree in political science. So they both come in very handy lobbying-wise, because essentially, you know, what we do is we educate legislators on the different issues before them, and then we, you know, sell our ideas. That's kind of the product that we offer.
Sure. So when you were in college, did you plan to be a lobbyist? Or
I pretty much from about 17 or 18 years old, I knew I wanted to be a lobbyist. I knew that I wanted to be involved in politics and probably behind the scenes, either someone influencing the policy decisions, mm-hmm. whether it be from the lobbying perspective or from an advisor to a legislator. So I knew I wanted to be in one of those two, and lobbying's a lot of fun, so I chose that route.
And it's pretty impressive that you didn't go work for another lobbyist. You just decided to start your own company.
Well, I've decided that I probably am not well equipped to work for others. However, I do work.
Wasn't anything to do with your mom, was it?
Maybe just a little bit. We can be a little bullheaded in our family. I think I come by that honestly. But I did have an employer for a couple years, and I learned a lot from them and made a lot of connections. So it made it very easy to start my own business. So I've been very fortunate to have the success at the young age I've had. And as you would put it, an older field.
Well, it is an older field.
No, it's true. It's very true. So we're definitely some of the younger ones, and probably the youngest ones with our own business.
Wow. But you first started, didn't you help set up a chamber? What was mm-hmm. the thing you did with the chamber?
I worked with the Greenville Chamber and helped create the Upstate Chamber Coalition. So essentially brought together all of the chambers in the upstate and contractually bound them so that the upstate could work with the unified voice, since we are a region and what's good for Greenwood is good for Greenville, is good for Pickens, so on and so forth. So mm-hmm. United our voice to help our legislators out a little bit. So we tore down those county lines so we could get more done for our region in Columbia.
Wow. So that's been a good career path.
It's been very good, yeah. Very good. And when it gets a little bit negative and I don't enjoy it so much, I have health and wellness to fall back on.
Have you ever taken a break from it?
Not really.
Okay.
Not from either one. No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, we wanted to talk a little bit. I know that you're into running and you were big into tennis and everything. We wanted to talk a little bit about the sports nutrition side of Shackley. What can you tell us?
Well, I think one thing, and Mom alluded to this a little bit earlier, is that there are some bad products out there. And I feel like that high school students especially and some college students are just, you know, they want to be the best they can be in whatever sport they're playing, which
sure.
is great. But sometimes they can be influenced to put some things in their bodies that are not good for them. And, I mean, I remember when I was in high school, the big thing was creatine, which mm-hmm. it was at the time they hadn't run enough tests on it, didn't realize how bad it was going to be for teenagers and for adults in general. So just be on the lookout for those sorts of things. What I like about Shackley is, you know, we have an Olympic athlete team that's fueled by Shackley that has switched to Shackley because not only does it help their performance, but they also trust the company and know that it's not going to have any of these banned substances in it that could keep them from competing in Olympic sports. So for me, a funny story is when I was competing in junior tennis, Mom, of course, was at the tennis courts all the time with me at different tournaments and would say, oh, I'm going to talk to so-and-so mother or so-and-so's mother about the product. And I said, you cannot tell anybody that I'm taking these products. This is our secret. So she got no
That's
advantage.
Your secret weapon
yeah,
here.
No advantage out of her daughter being a great tennis player and using Shackley products because we didn't tell anybody.
That's true.
I wanted that competitive edge. But now, of course, it's a great thing that you can trust that your children are going to perform. They're going to be able to have that performance level that they want, build those muscles, and do it safely, which is very important.
Absolutely. Well, how did Shackley get started, Rebecca? How did Shackley get started?
Dr. Shackley, in 1915, developed what he called vitalized minerals, which was the first vitamin out there, and he gave it mostly to his patients, and he didn't really start a business with it until 1956. But he had had a very unhealthy childhood, and his parents had given him all kind of natural products and everything to bring his health back, and so he just had a background in this. And in 1956, he and his two sons, who I think they were in the insurance business, they set up this multi-level marketing business so that he wanted to be able to include everybody in it, that he didn't want to just go out and market something. He wanted to be able to have a better life for a lot of people, and that's sort of how they came up with the multi-level marketing concept, and it's been great for a lot of people.
Well, I think the other thing is you have direct contact with somebody this way, right? Rather than
right.
just going in a grocery store and picking up a product and hoping that you're getting the right one.
Right. Absolutely. And Shackley products, as Dr. Shackley used to say, they're the best products in the world, but they cannot get off the shelf and introduce themselves. So that's our job. And it's wonderful. And they do no advertising. The advertising money goes to people like me that are supposed to be telling everybody about it. So
that's why you're here on WCRS.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That's great.
Trying to convince everybody to have a Shackley
day. That's right. Well, Rebecca, I tell you what, you certainly are a testament to taking care of yourself. You sure look great, and you're
Thank
energetic,
you.
And you're always out doing stuff and traveling all the time.
Thank
so,
you.
So, you know, it must work.
Well, I think it does. I don't know where I'd be without Shackley.
All right. And Sunny, what about you? Can you imagine not taking your Shackley every day? Having
oh, no.
a Shackley day?
No, not an option. And it does keep me sane. It keeps me healthy and full of energy, which I need to run two businesses and to live the lifestyle I live. So
now,
I'm
you
very
ever
fortunate.
Did you ever decide... Mom, I'm not going to take these products anymore and just see what happens. Did you ever do that?
I did not do that. However, as soon as I graduated from Clemson, my mom said, you're on your own. So at 22 years old, I had to start purchasing my own Shaklee product. So
she met you cold turkey?
Cold turkey. That's how it is in our family. I was cut off from everything, including Shaklee.
No credit cards either?
Nothing.
Oh, my God.
So I appreciated them enough and needed them enough at 22. Buy them.
So, well, I guess that's a testament right there. You know, you knew that you needed them, and so you'd give up the latte at Starbucks, but you wouldn't give up your smoothie, right?
Right, and it's a lot less expensive than being sick any day of the week, so I like to stay healthy.
Absolutely, me too. All right, well, you can call Rebecca, 980-6933. That's 980-6933. She is right here in Greenwood. Sunny is really right up the road in Greenville, is that right? 864-337-1584. Call either of them. Talk to them about this. Get yourself healthy. But despite what the government says, they cannot take care of you. You must take care of yourself. So, hey, I am Ann Eller right here with you this afternoon. I sure hope everybody enjoyed the show this afternoon. I certainly learned a lot, whether it's sports products, cleaning products, vitamins, weight loss. You know, they have a myriad of products. Now, they're on the web. Can you check them out on the web?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You can go to my website.
Okay. And that is?
Rebecca-Harmon.myshaklee.com.
All right, we'll do it here, right here on WCRS. Sunny, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule this afternoon and sitting down with your mom and I and talking about this.
Loved being here. Thank you so much.
All right. You know, Rebecca, it's always good to have you sit down. You do need to come in and do some more commercials about a Shaklee day.
Thank you. I'll be happy to.
All right. That's going to do it for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.